Good morning. My name is Charlotte Graham, and I am a senior at Berkeley Prep. For as long as I can remember, I've watched seniors speak at this very lectern on Senior Sunday, and I can't believe it's my turn. St. John's has been my church home since I was a baby, and I have so many fond memories from the past 18 years. I'll always remember rushing out of Sunday evening choir concerts to the parish hall in pursuit of those delicious bacon-wrapped crackers, helping to teach Sunday school classes, acolyting with my two older brothers, shopping with my mom each year for the Angel Tree and Alpha House initiatives, and belting the glorias of Angels We Have Heard on High on Christmas Eve with my dad. This is not the first time I've spoken at the front of the church. I guess you can say I made my speaking debut as a narrator in the annual Christmas pageant when I was 10 or so, a favorite role of mine second only to when I played the donkey. For the past few years, I've enjoyed serving as a lay reader and sharing scripture with the congregation. However, the last time I stood at this particular lectern was on May 25th, 2017, when I delivered a speech at my 8th grade graduation from St. John's. Time has flown by since then, but I am just as grateful now for my 10 years attending St. John's as I was when giving that speech. I really have so many memories from my time as a St. John's student with some of the seniors here today and many others. As I graduate high school and head to Vanderbilt University in the fall, it is very possible that I may never speak in the front of my beautiful church home again. However, I will carry my love for the Lord, which St. John's Church and school has instilled in me, into my next chapter and speak the truth of the Bible through my words and actions to those I meet along the way. I will find a new community of Christians, remembering that I will always be part of the St. John's family.
Hello? Yeah, there we go. Hi, I'm Baldwin Barnes. It's been a pleasure to be here for the past 18 years. Wow, okay, 18 years, that's my whole life. And it's weird, I thought I would have a little more time before I got to this point. But times are upon us, and that's all right. I've spent 10 years at the school, and all 18 years of my life at this church. Through all these years, I have made some remarkable and amazing memories, whether it's the Dominican Republic, where I watched a man named Andy catch a hummingbird with his hands. Didn't know that was physically possible, but living testimony. Or playing a game in Nicaragua and watching my mom round third and take a little tumble and break her wrist and her face go white, and still go to church that same day. It was something inspiring, actually, that you can do that. But mission trips are the best, honestly. It's given me just such a passion for people, and really just showed me that love is something that's so unconditional. Whether you have it or you don't have it, love is something that can conquer it. It's something that I've learned through that, and it's made me who I am, and I'm more than grateful for that. You know, it's also interesting because, like I said before, I was privileged enough to attend the school for 10 years, and, well, it was definitely tough at times, but I would say most certainly prepared me for high school and further on. And, yeah, I learned my arithmetic and my 2 plus 2s, but... And of course, my president's in order. Don't quiz me on that. But it also learned so many more things of just the intangibles that made me who I am. It taught me that there's so much more than just the school. There's so much more than just the grades. It's really about the connections you make and the people. I actually, in a few weeks, get to go see all those people again. We're having a little get together right before we all go off to college. And honestly, I could not be more excited to go see those people again and rekindle or just hang out with the people I'm friends with, just because Those are the people that I grew up with, and we all just share these commonalities that no one really else shares with us. It's something that's really spectacular to see, and I'm so excited just to hang out with them, share those laughs again, share those memories. And it's so amazing knowing that people in here, I had a nice performance with Charlotte and a few others of High School Musical, or sitting right there as we did the pageant. It's just memories like those that you don't really forget. Like, you might forget that I probably got a B in a few of my classes, but I won't forget that. And honestly, I think that's what it's all about. If I've learned anything, that's definitely what it's all about. But the one thing that I can definitely say was probably the best part of all this was being able to spend every Sunday with my mom. My mom has been everything for me, and it's been such a pleasure. Whether it was trying to leave a few minutes early from communion to go get Krispy Kreme donuts, or just sitting at every vacation Bible school listening to everything she said just so I can be a little bit better for her. It was all amazing. But the coolest part was Mission Possible. For those of you guys who don't know what Mission Possible is, it is a talent show for basically anyone that thinks they can do anything they want. And it was such a place of like comfort, yet such a place of willingness to step out of your comfort zone. Because my mom fostered this place that just, it made everyone feel that they could do anything. Note the name, Mission Possible. And those memories will never be forgotten. And I could not be happier, because now I stand here today being able to, I think, relatively talk quite well. And I think I can only owe that to the fact that I would stand up for 8 years and sing some random song on the middle of a stage in front of a bunch of people. That's the only way I could have done that, is just with the people around me. And with all that, I am so excited to say that going into the next 4 years at Davidson College, I am more than ready for whatever the road is going to take me on. I know that coming back here will mean even more, and knowing that I'll be sitting here when I can, but knowing that I'll be off venturing throughout North Carolina and venturing a place that I would like to call home for the next 4 years. And all I can say is that I've always heard the phrase that it takes a village to raise someone. And well, I cannot be happier knowing that this is my village. Thank you guys so much. Peace and love to all.
Good morning. I'm John Banks Whiteley, and I go to Plant High School. St. John's has always been in my life. I was baptized here, confirmed here, and I've acolyted here for 6 years. This consistency means the world to me, especially now. To have such a welcoming place always within reach is extremely comforting during this great but stressful time in my life. St. John's has taught me that my faith is more than following the lessons in the Bible. It is about being a part of a community where you can share and celebrate each other's differences and beliefs. It is about being open to and learning about the practices of others. And it is about being able to find peace within myself by living so that I positively contribute to those around me. I'm so thankful for St. John's for providing me with an hour of peace on Sundays to reflect on my week and my interactions with my family and friends. The toughest weeks were when I was most reluctant to get up early on Sunday and put on the robes. But I found that the time I spent at church helped me take a deep breath and find some peace. Father Connolly's sermons could always make me smile, and I was always able to connect something that I had encountered that week, helping me reflect and grow from those experiences. St. John's, I will always call you my church home. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Noah Hearing, and I am currently a senior at Robinson High School in the IB program, and I will be attending Florida State University in the fall. I went to St. John's for all 10 years of my education, thank you, and I began acolyting here in about 2016 and began being a lay reader and a Eucharistic minister about 2 years ago. However, that was cut short because of COVID. So obviously, St. John's has been a very big part of my life. Spent basically all 18 years of my life here. I was baptized and confirmed here. However, it has really shaped me into the man I am today, and it's formed my faith to what it is today. Like the rest of you guys said, St. John's has become a home for me, and I didn't realize how much I took going to church and going to chapel every morning when I woke up and went to St. John's, how much I took it for granted until I got to high school. I didn't realize how much I took for granted having a community of other fellow Christians around me all day until I got to high school. We live in a very secular world, and it's quite concerning. However, it's very reassuring knowing that I can come here on Sunday to praise God and to ask for forgiveness. And that is something that I will forever be grateful for. Now, the lessons I've learned and the values I've learned from St. John's are innumerable. I've learned about integrity, compassion, how to be grateful, along with many, many other values and lessons. And it's a product of all the amazing people that I've met here and that have shaped my life. Between the teachers, the students, the clergy, congregation, you guys have really, really been a big part of my life. And it's quite daunting knowing that I will not be here to come to church on Sunday when I'm in Tallahassee. It's not too far, but it's far enough. And I'll have to find another community like Charlotte will and the rest of you guys will. However, the lessons that you have taught me and the things that I've learned here will forever be instilled in my heart. And the strong faith that I have developed here, all of these amazing people, will be something that will never leave me. Now, of course I will come and visit as much as I can, but I really wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to all of you guys, all of you, including you, Mr. Morley, hiding back there. Truly, thank you very much, and go Eagles.